They're coming, okay. So once we get our board back, we will resume. There's no more speaker cards on this item. Here they come in. And Mr. Thomas, is he around? There he is, okay. So what we will do now, I think I wanted Ms. Okun, if she could, to address some of the issues that were raised, and then I'm going to give the county an opportunity to respond to anything that they feel they would like to respond to. So,
just a couple of brief points. First, on the Environmental Defense Center case, the Ninth Circuit case about the process that held that meaningful review by the regulatory agency and the public is required. That was a case where EPA had a general permit where the swamps weren't submitted or reviewed at all unless somebody asked for them. There weren't public hearings, and there was no review before the swamps were approved. So this is a very different case. These swamps aren't completely developed, but they do have a lot more detail, and we know what the county's going to be doing over the next 5 years. Not all the program components are developed with specificity, obviously. But if the question is, what's the best way to make sure that this moves forward and these elements get developed, the board has to consider whether the best way to do that is by adopting the permit and enforcing the permit requirements to develop these, or whether the board wants to see all the elements first before deciding whether the swamp is designed to ensure that the MEP standard will be met and delay implementation or delay permit coverage until all the elements are more specifically defined. In terms of what the permit says, the rest of that provision from the fact sheet that Ms. Jaiswal referred to has some examples of what it means that the swamp will be implemented over a five-year period. And it says, as an illustration, for example, it may be proposed that a stormwater logo be developed or an existing one modified by the end of the first year, an ordinance prohibiting non-stormwater discharges be adopted by the end of the second year, a survey of non-stormwater discharges throughout the city be completed by the end of the A survey of non-stormwater discharges throughout the city be completed by the end of the second year, a brochure targeting the restaurant community regarding proper practices be developed by the fourth year, and the brochure distributed by the end of the fifth year. And then it says, obviously, in a real swamp, you're not only going to have five BMPs, but it does specifically use the example of an ordinance being developed throughout the permit term. So there isn't a case addressing whether the level of detail in this swamp is enough to meet the meaningful review standard. We have a case saying that where there's no review, that's not adequate. But there's no case saying what you have to do to meet that level. So the board needs to decide whether this is enough information combined with the program we have for public review and annual review and reports back to the board to ensure that MEP will be attained by the end of the 5 years. On the issue of the county only rejecting applicable BMPs if they're duplicative or too costly, applicable isn't necessarily defined as what's done elsewhere if they're not applicable in this county, if they don't work. I think that's, as Ms. Jaiswal said, that's one thing that you can look at, but I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I don't know how many of these BMPs in question the county is saying aren't applicable as opposed to they're duplicative. For example, the number of inspections. This swamp requires 100% of restaurants be inspected every year, and all of the programs that are inspected through the CUPA program, which staff can explain a little bit better, that store toxic waste be inspected, I think it's every year. Mr. Lodge is saying every year. And in addition, and those are the only types of businesses that will be inspected, but they also have a traceback system where the county is doing more storm drain inspections than other places may do and tracing back to discover illicit discharges. So inspecting those businesses, the county feels, would not be as effective as what they've proposed. So for that example, an inspection program, it's being recommended to you, would be duplicative. So I don't think the correct focus is, does the county have to do every single BMP that anybody anywhere is doing? I don't think that's the correct standard. And that's all I have.
Okay. Does MEP have to be, when does it have to be met? At the end of the fifth year or
it has
today?
It has to be fully implemented by the end of the five-year period, but the board has to have enough information today to decide that this program will allow the county to meet that standard by the end of the 5 years.
Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah, if we okay this this plan, is the board saying at that point that the plan meets MEP?
It is. You need to look at all the program elements as they're developed, because if you have an ordinance that's not adequate to meet MEP, then it won't. So it has to be implemented in a way that all the pieces that are developed also meet the MEP standard.
So by us approving this particular permit, we're not saying that all these elements therefore have achieved MEP. We're going to look at that as they're developed and implemented.
Right. So if you get a stormwater ordinance that the board feels is unacceptable, this resolution doesn't bind you to accept whatever they give you.
Okay. So then I guess, okay. I mean, then that brings up the question is then how does the county know what we're going to find as adequate? It seems to me that the more specificity that's in the permit, the more direction the county will have as to whether or not they're going in the right direction.
Yes.
I think we run
true.
The risk of 4 or 5 years down the line, the county saying, okay, well, here's what we did, and we're going to say, and we might say, no, that doesn't meet MEP. And they'll say, well, but we said we did what we were going to do in the permit. So I think it's sort of a conundrum, the way the whole system's set up. But, well, I'm going to leave it at that. I'll talk later.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
Mr. Jeffers. Just to follow up on, I think, where Mr. Shallcross was going, I think some of the example that we can look at as board members was the city of Salinas, that we didn't ask for enough detail in the first go-around, so they completed what they thought what we wanted. And that's not exactly what we wanted, because we didn't require enough detail when we did the permit the first time around. And I see some of that lacking here. So if the detail is not, you know, proposed to us and we accept that detail, then how is the county going to know how to proceed? Now, I know that and Ms. Oakham has addressed that other areas and the county has addressed it here, they're not the same as Monterey County, and I understand that. But the issue that I'm looking at is that Monterey County, with our encouragement, took additional time to give the detail in some areas that other counties, and we were trying to set up Monterey County's and Monterey Peninsula stormwater permit to be kind of the pattern that other counties in our region could pick out the information and the details that they needed to put in their swamps to be approved by us. And I see that lacking in theirs. Now, they have some good ideas on some of the things, and I was very pleased with it. But on the other things, they just say we're going to do with a BMP. Well, that doesn't tell me anything. The best management practice, what is the practice? Give me some ideas what that practice is going to be. What details are you, how far along are you going, how far down the road are you going to go with this, and what are your requirements, and all those kind of things. So I think that there's some lacking, and we've had some examples in past history, and I personally do not want to go down that road And I'm kind of surprised that San Luis Obispo County had watched us do Santa Barbara County as well as Monterey Peninsula, that they would have had some idea what we were really looking for as far as detail in some areas. So that's my kind of take on this at this particular time.
Okay. We could have more board discussion. I was going to see if the county wanted to respond to anything that was raised. Ms. Falcone, go ahead, or Mr. Hutchinson.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to respond to these comments. First of all, I'd like to say that there is a tremendous amount of detail in the stormwater management program. The additions that you see in the resolution, and I don't know how many there are, maybe 50 of them, they do detail a lot of these things in a great deal of specificity. Lori mentioned 100% of the restaurants on an annual basis. How much more clear does that need to be? Those are very measurable goals. In addition to that, requirement for us to meet the general permit requirements is really what we base the swap on. And so to avoid confusion, we've actually quoted the general permit over and over again. We did not stray from that general permit language. In the case of comparing our swamp to Monterey County's swamp, you'll find that many of our BMPs are far more meaningful. If you look at it really closely, you'll see that inspecting every single storm drain in the county two times a year, no one's committed to that. Okay, we've compared our county to other counties. NRDC mentioned weekly street sweeping. Well, clearly that is not an appropriate BMP for Slo County. And so the things that the BMPs that we selected are meaningful and detailed and extremely comprehensive. To give you a better feel for the level of detail that we're talking about here is already we have 271 pages in the swamp, and then by the time we add the additional stuff in the resolution, we're going to be around probably 300, 350 pages. And as pieces of the program are developed, I can bring them forward. So I wanted to kind of indicate to you, we have worked on our road maintenance procedure manual. It's a draft. I haven't finished reviewing it yet. But it has the details of how to clean a culvert. Remember, we don't have a lot of storm drains, so this talks about how do you clean a culvert and do it in an environmental friendly manner. Now, I could put this in the swamp, but it's probably a couple hundred pages itself. So at what point is, already the swamp is almost impossible to read. To have a meaningful review of something as detailed as that, I think we're probably actually losing sight of the forest through the trees and not keeping in mind the Pareto principle of vital few and the trivial many. Water quality is at stake here. Further delay based on some details, because someone doesn't trust, county government to do what they say they're going to do, I think is damaging. The annual review process does bring forward these documents, and frankly, as Monterey County has already received a notice of violation, and they tried to appeal their own swamp. So is that really the ideal case? What I would certainly recommend is we need to move forward. We need to implement. On-the-ground action is, I hate to see myself tied up looking at detailed documents when I could be out there working out in the field making major progress in water quality. I think because the resolution adds requirements for public review periods for various procedures and ordinances and things like that, I don't believe there's going to be the chance that you're going to not see these details as they evolve. So, again, I urge you to look at the swamp. Does it meet the general permit requirements? And I think you will all agree it does. MEP is an evolving standard. You're going to see that over the course of 5 years as you see our ordinances, as you see our procedures and inspections and all those things come to pass. But it's a chicken or egg. If we keep stalling, we're not ever going to see this stuff evolve. It's already been 4 years. We need to move forward. There are a couple of things that are very misleading, too. We really need to say that we have complied with every requirement that has been asked of us. And also, in some of the presentations, there are some kind of misleading things about taking things out of context and not necessarily referring to the current version of the swamp, but actually older versions. Also, I'd like to mention about monitoring. Volunteer monitoring is highly valuable. The Blue Ribbon Panel does not recommend monitoring for MS4s, and the general permit doesn't require it. Although it's a very good idea, and I believe we will get there, I would really like to start with the volunteer monitoring as a screening kind of method, and as we, over time, learn a lot more than the time when the next general permit comes out in 2008, that's more likely when those requirements would make more sense. Okay.
Thank you. I wanted to touch, Mark Hutchinson again, I wanted to touch just on two quick points. Certainly we understand the need for monitoring. We also understand the difficulties involved with monitoring and numeric limits. I wanted to just interject the thought, and I know that it wasn't the intent of anyone who talked about it, to say in any way that the volunteers who currently do the monitoring are in any way deficient. The procedures that they use, the plans that they follow, where they monitor and when they monitor, to my mind, has all been done in a very professional manner. We also have to keep in mind when we talk about bringing the coalition and doing monitoring, there's a tremendous amount of value in having independent monitoring so that there's no question that it's not the fox watching the hen house. So as we move forward with monitoring concepts, I did make a note, we want to make sure that the public participation component of the swamp, that vision and that concept is carried through in monitoring so the public can be confident that the numbers that come out of monitoring are not something generated or skewed or planned by any of the agencies that might be trying to implement a stormwater management plan. With that, however, we've been very carefully listening to the public concerns and comments that we've heard. We believe that these issues are addressed in the swamp. We believe that the measures we've already taken, everything from Sammy the Steelhead to the coalition to other things that are already on the ground and running, demonstrate the county's commitment to this program. I occupy a new position in the county. 10 years ago, the idea of an environmental position in a public works department was absolutely unheard of. And I'm very much encouraged by the direction the county is taking and the response that we're getting across our organization to the issue of the stormwater management program. So I believe that you will not be disappointed as the yearly reports come in and you see the ordinances and the programs that are being developed and put on the ground. Of course, we do have the advantage of having your entire staff as eyes in the field because they all live in our county, and they do help us make sure that everything that hits the ground is done right.
You know, let me share with you my thought. You know, I could see myself on either side of a vote on this at this point. You know, I receive your comments and representations, you know, at face value, and I think you make them all in good faith, and I think you guys would do a good job at what you're telling us you're going to do. There is, though, I think, a level of information about exactly what you're going to be doing with some of these BMPs that I would feel more comfortable if I knew what that was at this point. And it may be in your mind that you know how these are going to be carried out and in what frequency. And you know, how am I going to feel, you know, comfortable or confident in year two or three that that is going to play out in a more complete set of information than a lesser set of information, if you know what I mean.
The best example I can give, I think, as was mentioned earlier, I do have a technical working group moving forward with the stormwater ordinance. When we look at the material that's out there, it's pretty clear that the Center for Watershed Protection's IDDE manual is the book that was paid for by EPA. All of the agencies have that. It has the CWP's own model ordinance in it, and it has five other sample ordinances attached to it. Now, we could put into the swamp that the county will use those as the model for our ordinance. In my view, that doesn't say anything because there are no other models. Mm-hmm. And a model is simply an example. So I think when we put in the stormwater management program that we will have an ordinance and the ordinance will comply with what the law and the general permit requires, it has to be a given that the way to do that, IDDE manual and their model ordinances that are in it. And we're seeing that even when we move to the construction ordinances, there's been a lot of talk about construction impacts. We forget that the statewide general construction ordinance or rule has been around for years. It was at 5 acres. It went down to 1 acre. What we're talking about is handing over the on-the-ground implementation of that statewide standard to local agencies. There's not a lot to invent. There's some work in taking those very good practical models and making sure that they cover all the contingencies within San Luis Obispo County. But there should be no question about what those are going to look like. The macro picture is on the ground.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Dr. Hunter.
I have a question that kind of builds on that. But Table 4.7 is the table I found most interesting because it addresses the existing base on which you're going to be building the swamp in terms of the implementing BMPs. So the details, for example, stormwater system inspections, that's an existing effort that's already underway, and then you're going to be adding a more aggressive set of protocols to augment what's already happening. That's an example then. Have you then provided the details of what the practice currently is and how it might address the first level BMPs that you see that could begin to build that program? I mean, have you detailed the existing practices that the county has in place that are reflected in this table and provided those details, say, as appendices to the plan and application through that application process?
I don't think we've gone to that level of detail. Jill's example of what the road maintenance manual and the inspection manual looks like is indicative of that. Of course, these are all, everything I have is a public document by definition. So these are all certainly available to anyone who wants to go to that level of detail and see what we're doing now.
I think that address, to my way of thinking, that seems to be what's missing, is that from the public review of the swamp application at this point, the details of what you're doing now aren't provided, which doesn't give then a sense of what will you be adding and how far are you from the mark, you know, of just the current standards that we understand are in place.
I think simply the difficulty in that is the management of the information. The swamp refers to, for instance, modifying existing ordinances
right.
for grading, and I mentioned those are part of the general plan. There are elements of MEP that are met by other parts of the general plan. For instance, the county system relies on hard urban edges, urban reserve lines, things that we see in EPA guidance manual about differing road standards for different densities. Those are all referenced in the SWAMP, but to include them, I don't want to overemphasize it. San Luis Obispo County has been criticized when people come to the planning department and say, can I get a copy of the general plan? We show them a shelf that is 8 feet wide. And there are elements of what we're doing now and elements in that plan, pieces of it, that benefit water quality throughout the document, which it actually, when it was written some 20 years ago, got awards. So it's difficult to know what piece to actually publish with the SWAMP. Maybe that's the downside of the idea when we first looked at the program. I don't want to get too philosophical, but when you look at the map of the coverage area, we understood right off that a traditional one-community urban swamp is not going to work.
Right.
So one of the things was to make it work, to make it be effective on the ground, it has to have linkages and fingers in virtually everything that we do. The downside of that is when we point to another document, we're starting to point to a tremendous volume, and it's just we didn't consider that it would be appropriate to try to create some sort of massive appendix to this document.
Okay. So in a practical sense, the integration of that level of detail you're saying is what has to happen now.
Some of it's there. I think the practical sense is I could sit down with someone and walk you through the coastal zone land use plan, and we did this ourselves, and find all the amazing things that people ahead of me built into just the way of doing business. The practical problem is to be able to pull it out and attach it to a document and know in advance where someone would have a concern. On the other hand, those are public documents, but I wouldn't curse anyone without some direction as to where to look and what document and how to dig it out.
Okay,
Mr. Hayashi.
I think I need to ask Lori this. Look, if we approve this today as it's written, and we go down a year from now and we review it, what are our options at that point? If it doesn't look like it's coming together the way it should, if we're not getting any more specificity, the specificity that we're looking for doesn't come forth, what are our options?
Well, if there's something that's just not specific enough for you to review, we can either at the staff level or the board level, we can require resubmittal of whatever the document is. The permit specifically says that regional boards will oversee implementation of the permit and compliance with the permit. Oversight may include, but it is not limited to, reviewing reports, requiring modifications to swamps and other submissions, etc. So if the submissions are inadequate, either because they're too vague or because they just don't impose stringent enough requirements to meet the MEP standard, the board can require those to be fixed.
So if in 1 year from now we have a feeling that MEP will not be achieved within the 5 years, we can make any change we feel that we need to change to make it reach MEP?
In terms of, yeah.
Does it come up, but do we do review it every year?
The permittee has to submit an annual report that's reviewed by staff. It doesn't automatically come back to the board. Because of the Ninth Circuit case that we've been discussing, if there are any significant modifications to the swamp, there has to be the ability for public review because it's a modification of the permit, basically. So it may come back to the board, it may not. And if the board wants to direct staff to bring it back, whether nobody asked for that or not, you could do that as well.
So it's staff that decides whether they've reached MEP?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I think we wanted these to come back to us, these phase two permits that come through the board for approval.
It would make it a lot easier to approve something if we know it's coming back to us.
Well, it's going to come back. Right. Any that the board deliberates on and issues, I think we want to come back after at least the first year to see what kind of progress is being made. So Ryan, that is kind of a standing, and Chris, kind of a standing board request on these phase two permits.
Right, we're going to bring them all back.
And I think the issue is whether it comes back as an informational update or as some sort of action item.
Well, I think it would come back. I mean,
I think it depends on the circumstances.
It depends what staff may propose something,
right.
Or staff may just have a status report.
Right.
Then the board may review it and think we've got to do something. So, any other board thoughts, comments?
Yes.
Dr. Bowker.
I can see where, if fully implemented, the swamp would prevent further degradation of stormwater quality. But I don't believe there's going to be a significant improvement in stormwater quality until someone or some entity grapples with the ongoing stormwater management problems caused by a lack of infrastructure in current high-density communities. That's storm drains, gutters, those sorts of things. Unless somehow that issue is addressed, it will be difficult to have a significant improvement. You'll maintain the status quo, but those issues need to be addressed. That's my feeling on it.
Sure, go ahead.
I guess there's a bit of information that's important in that area, but it doesn't go to the urban stormwater program exactly. You may be aware that the county, from the perspective of the volume of runoff, has conducted extensive drainage studies in six of our unincorporated communities that were worst hit by runoff, including Los Osos. So the Board of Supervisors spent a significant amount of money to identify exactly the amounts and where the drainage problems are. They have recently funded an ongoing position in the Public Works Department to go community by community, work with those communities, set priorities, and most importantly, try to figure out how in the world we're going to fund necessary infrastructure improvements, hopefully from an LID perspective, in order to solve those kinds of drainage and infrastructure problems. But it is an ongoing problem.
Okay.
And I think that kind of also speaks to what Mr. Shimek was saying about the real way to deal with the pollutants getting into the marine environment is through LID. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's the same kind of infrastructure change that needs to be made in the urban environment to see any real improvement. Mr. Shalcross.
Yeah, I've got a question for Lori on the resolution, Clause 10.
Finding 10?
Huh?
Finding 10?
Yeah, I'm sorry, finding 10. That states the Water Board finds that the swamp is designed to reduce the discharge of pollutants to the MEP standard. How can we decide that ahead of time?
Well, you have to assume that the permit is going to be enforced by the board to ensure that they're going to comply with the requirements that all these elements
right, but
are going to meet MEP. I know it is somewhat circular.
For instance, how do we know now what an ordinance is going to read? You know, how do we know now that an ordinance will meet MEP when, in fact, down the road, we may decide it doesn't? So I'm not sure how we can make this statement in the resolution.
Well, it's designed to reduce the discharge of pollutants to the MEP, and you don't know now until you see the ordinance.
But then we
the
don't know whether the swamp is designed that way.
Well, the permit and the swamp requires that all the elements meet the MEP standard. Mm-hmm. You can't approve it unless the board makes that finding. That's what the permit says.
Lori, isn't that the case in every
swamp?
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm...
One of the things is that the regulations require that in order to meet MEP, a small MS4 has to have these six elements. And staff's conclusion and advice is that the elements meet our requirements. But I understand your point, and that's the best answer I have.
And so what you're saying is there's a difference between whether the swamp is designed to meet it and whether it actually does. And we can come back and say it doesn't.
I think what you're finding is that it will... assuming it's complied with, including the requirement that when they submit a stormwater ordinance, it's adequate. And
okay. Any other board comments or questions? Mr. Thomas?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I think there is a balancing act that has to be done between providing specificity in these plans and developing programs over the course of the five-year permit period. And the law, the regulations clearly state that there is both development and implementation over the five-year period. It's not a matter of just implementing something over the five-year period. It also includes developing. And that development is going to take place regardless of how much specificity is in the permit up front. What we could do is put municipalities in the position of putting a lot of specificity into the plan so that it gets adopted. They're still going to go through that development process, and they may find out that the specifics they put in there were not the right ones. And then they need to change the plan. So they're still going to go through this development process. In the case of Monterey Regional, which people are saying was a great plan and has a lot of specifics in it, and that should be the model, we've issued notice of violation letters to Monterey Regional for not meeting some of the specifics they put in there, which we questioned as being valid in the first place. You know, we didn't think, some of us didn't think that they would meet those specifics and that they needed to think about that some more before they actually put those specifics in. So now they have notice of violation letters, and they're asking us to give them a break on those because they weren't reasonable or realistic to begin with. And so there is a balancing act here. I think the board should take that into consideration. And I think that we've now issued notice of violation letters to the City of Salinas, City of Paso Robles, and Monterey Regional. And I think the annual review process is working. And we will bring that information back to the board. We will be giving direction to the municipalities via our responses to those annual reports and enforcement actions if necessary. So that's something to take into consideration.
Okay. Dr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Hogan, I don't want to put you on the spot. You know, if you have any thoughts you want to share with us at all, I
are we deliberating? We're still...
Yeah.
The county's still doing their rebuttal, and staff hasn't given a final recommendation
okay.
yet.
Okay. All right. Well, any more thoughts by the county? Any comments?
No, we have no additional comments. When we're available to answer any questions
okay.
you may have.
All right. Okay. Let staff wrap up, and then we'll move into deliberation.
I just want to close by, you know, we need to get the program started. Water quality will be improved with this program. It's a well-developed program. The county has stepped up in terms of the low-impact development requirements that will be in the program. No other entity in our region has done that. They're at the forefront of that. It will be required throughout the county. Again, staff will be evaluating all the elements in the programs. I know there's some concern about whether they're going to know what we expect. We will be evaluating, you know, all the ordinances, the protocols, the procedures that they're going to be developing. We'll be working with the county so that to ensure that they know what our expectations are. The public will also have an opportunity to review those documents and provide feedback and input. And again, we'll bring the information back to the board after that first annual report comes in. And also, again, I just want to reiterate what Mr. Thomas stated, that it's a balancing act between putting too many specifics in, many of which end up being fairly generic, and developing specific requirements for the county and allowing them to develop their own standards, their own protocols and policies that essentially they have ownership of, and making them effective and essentially effective in improving water quality and not just putting elements in to get approval. And with that, I again like to recommend that the board approve the resolution adopting the or adopt the resolution approving the San Luis Obispo County Stormwater Management Program.
Okay, thank you.
If I could add quickly.
Sure.
Ryan, I just want to thank you and staff for providing some of the maps that I had asked for specifically in the presentation you gave. And I understand that that drew on some of our leading expertise that we're developing in GIS and so forth. So I just want to make sure I say thanks for that.
Definitely. That was actually Brandon Sanderson of our staff that helped with that.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, board deliberation. What would the board like to do? Mr. Hodgson, did you? I did see you raise your hand this time, so.
As the newest member of the board, I'm a little hesitant about. There may be repercussions that I don't fully understand as yet.
Right.
I'm studying as hard as I can here. My reaction to all of this is that I was very impressed by the people who, or the organizations that reviewed the documents and the detail in which they investigated, the points they brought up, lots of excellent points. And so I think that's wonderful that that input was here. I guess I have two biases here that I should reveal. One, I want to be supportive of our staff that I think has worked hard on this thing, and so I would have an inclination to want to support their recommendations. And then the other one is a bias towards action. I'm a little concerned that if we put off making a decision on this today or send it back to the county, that we will just consume considerable more staff time on their part and on our staff's part, and meanwhile, we're not doing anything. I would rather see all that effort going towards actually solving some water quality problems. And so my inclination at this point is to say let's get on with it and take some action.
Okay. Any other board comments? You concur, Mr. Hayashi? Dr.
Yeah,
Bowker?
I agree that it probably is best, since there's no plan now, to start the process. Okay. But I would like to see the progress.
Turn on your mic.
It's on. The progress, I know, I'm talking to you instead of the mic. The progress report next year to come back to the board through staff as a presentation, not as a paragraph, you know what I'm saying, a full
status report.
Status report. I want to know how we're doing.
Right.
Okay. With that proviso, I would approve it.
Well, did you see what happened with Salinas? Because it came back for a one-year review, and we got into things with Salinas. I don't know if you recall. Was it?
No, I'm not.
A couple of board meetings ago, but that is what we plan on doing.
I'm not sure that's so bad, the couple of things. I mean, I don't remember what the...
Okay.
It was...
Okay.
Controversy was generated.
It'll come back as a numbered agenda item.
Good.
As opposed to a paragraph in the EO's report.
Good.
Okay. Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah. I could go either way on this, too. I'm sort of... I'd like to see more specificity, and I also understand the need for this to be sort of a working document and a work in progress. So as long as we're going to see reports on a regular basis, I am concerned that that the county may be surprised at our reaction when they come back if we're not happy with what they're doing. And I think more specificity can avoid that. The other thing I was thinking, well, you know, if we had adopted a swamp 4 years ago, we'd be in year four right now. But I don't think we'd be too happy with where we are right now, given that document. So I don't know. I'm torn between spending a little more time developing a better document for everyone's sake and just going ahead and risking maybe being two or three years down the road and not being happy with what came out of it. But I still haven't decided. I want to hear from the rest of the board.
Any other? Dr. Hunter.
I also feel that moving this process forward by approving this plan would allow us then to see the kind of details that the county evidently in some cases has some information to bring to bear to establish that platform, or at least the baseline from which they're going to be expanding some of their efforts. I also think we have the Monterey plan as an example of a working document. We also have more experience on staff's part in terms of guiding and in that iterative process of preliminary reviewing and looking for those numerics and looking for some of the other metrics that came out of that extended Monterey process, and then what we saw in the Salinas, in reviewing the Salinas plan into that process. And I'm expecting that staff is going to bring those insights into their direct guidance that they provide to the county in the first year and second year as things start to take shape and fill in. And I think they have a better capacity to do that now, to provide that guidance. So my inclination is to move forward with this.
Okay. Any other board comments? Okay. Seeing none, does anyone?
One quick one.
Go ahead.
I think
if we could avoid finding 10, I could go for it.
All right, let's look at finding.
But
in the resolution?
Yeah.
What page?
That first clause in finding 10, page 2. I mean, I don't think you need
I don't think you can because of the way the permit's
right.
written, but let me
okay.
look at it.
You know what my reaction is I, without reading the whole thing? I think that these permits that are being proposed do meet the standard. I really feel that the standard is written in such a way that they are being achieved. I think we're having some reservation because we would like to see something more than is actually required by law. That's my sense for this.
Yeah.
And so I think our standard is higher than what MEP is.
I understand what you're saying. I think what I'm saying is that, you know, everything equal, I'd like to see a better and more monitoring, and I'd like to see more specificity. And this number 10 just bothers me enough to push me over the other way. So it's not that I don't hang my hat on that. But.
Okay. Lori, do you want to?
I'm looking.
Can I ask Mr. Shellcross a question?
Sure.
Could you tell me what in 10 specifically?
It's the first clause. The others I don't have a problem with. It's everything before number one. In other words, I think I'm having trouble with the implication in that, if what is it, a phrase, a clause, that the board is finding that the swamp is designed. I just have trouble with that. I could vote for it. I could vote for it, but I can't find that it's meeting MEP. Because I don't think that's what we're doing here. Although apparently, it's required by the regs.
Any other resolutions? Well, what the fact sheet says is, in accordance with the Ninth Circuit ruling, prior to obtaining permit coverage, swamps will be evaluated for compliance with the MEP standard by the executive officer or, if requested, in a public hearing by the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've drafted the design language that way intentionally because of this issue. The board does have to approve it, and it has to approve it on the basis of something. And the approval has to be based on it meeting the requirements of the general permit, which require the permittee to do these certain things to meet MEP. And the goal is that they'll meet MEP by the end of the 5 years. If there's other language
and,
that
and
would
it
make
said
it feel
that,
more
if it said that, I'd say fine, but it doesn't. So I mean, go ahead. Let's not beat this horse.
The only one. Add that language that it says by the end of the fifth year.
But if you look at item 4 in point 10, doesn't that address your concerns?
Who's concerned? Mr. Shellcross
yeah.
or Ms. Oaken?
No, Mr. Shellcross.
Yeah. Oh, number 4
right,
here.
Number 4 in finding 10.
That actually doesn't address it.
I see.
And you know, really, I think we're using up too much time on this issue.
Okay.
You don't need my vote.
Well, who knows? All right. Any other board discussion? Does anyone want to make a motion?
Well, we need one. I will move that we accept the recommendation of staff and adopt this resolution.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have
a second?
There's a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
1, 2, 3, 4. And myself is 5. All those opposed?
Opposed.
No.
And Mr. Jeffries and Mr. Shellcross vote no. Okay. Motion carries. The permit is adopt. The recommendation's adopted and the resolution's adopted. Thank you.